Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us now for this episode entitled A Father's Day Special. Today we just want to dedicate a special Father's Day podcast.
Yes, we do.
And one of the things that just Beth and I immediately were thinking about is when this dawned on us is how that the culture we live in, masculinity, male,
yes.
Fathers.
Yes.
We live in a culture that's very negative about that.
Yes, it is.
And the culture around us, you know, they ridicule guys. They make fun of guys, you know, and men are now supposed to, you know, not be strong.
Right.
We're supposed to be limited. We're supposed to be weak. We're supposed to be in touch with our feminine side.
Yes.
And this is a good time to just recognize that culturally it's a challenging time for men.
It's difficult because on the one hand, masculinity is demeaned, but also the absentee father is demeaned.
Yeah.
And actually, they are a result. It is a result.
Sure. So on the one hand, if a guy is not there and he's not a God... a good man, let alone a godly man.
He's not taking care of his family.
He's ridiculed. It's joked about. It's you know, jerk. He's an idiot.
Right. But it can, it's not always. We do live in a sin cursed world, but a lot of it is because of the demeaning of biblical masculinity.
Absolutely. And then on the other hand, if he's a strong leader and he is trying to be a godly man, he can be made fun of by the world.
Right.
So it's like a lose-lose situation.
Misogynistic.
Absolutely. And so culturally, we are living in a challenging time, but Bethy and I were just thinking about our own fathers.
Yes.
And Bethy's dad, of course, is in heaven now. Mm-hmm. He was my pastor for 18 years. And of course, my father-in-law for 26
yes.
of those. Uh-huh. And not just our pastor and Bethy's dad and and my father-in-law. He was a great friend to me. Yesterday, Bethy and I exercised and we were talking about Bethley's dad, and I see, and I miss him. I miss being able to call and talk to him about issues.
Yes.
Or he always had biblical answers for the issues that we face in ministry.
Yes,
and I appreciate that. What's some of your favorite memories of your dad?
Well, my dad was very loving. He was a very, very loving man, affectionate with all of us children. He was free with his hugs and with kisses and with holding us. He was free with his affectionate words. He would constantly tell us that he loved us or that he thought we were beautiful, the girls, that Andy was handsome or that he had done a good job. Andy is my brother.
Sure.
For those who don't know, he would tell him he did a good job mowing the lawn or did a good job out hunting. My dad was a big hunter.
Yeah,
and so he was affectionate.
We've been going through Bethley's family's stuff.
Yes.
Because her mother passed away this year.
Right.
And one of the things Bethley found that was just so intriguing to me was Dad's Strong's Concordance.
Oh,
and it's got notes throughout it because when he studied, he would often study at the kitchen table for his sermons. And he'd have an open Bible and open commentaries. And he always had that huge blue Strong Concordance.
It's huge. It was from a 1968 edition, I believe.
It's an old one.
Yes.
Well, the funniest thing we found in it is in the opening cover.
Yeah, the flyleaf.
Is he put a list of, he loved to hunt.
Yes.
And he and Andy loved to hunt.
Yes.
And he made lists about
his hunting records.
It's his hunting record of what they hunted and how well did they do.
Yes.
And I thought of all the unusual places to put your hunting record.
Well, apparently it was a little sacred.
It was sacred. He put it in the Strong's Concordance. And that brought many a chuckle to us.
Yes, it did.
And he was a very loving man. I know we found also... a lot of his cards that he wrote to Bethley's mom.
Right. They had a very strong marriage.
And I kept many of those for use in some of our upcoming couples retreats.
So join us.
They're great illustrations. Those that I can read publicly, that is.
Right.
But anyway, I'm sorry I jumped in there about your daddy.
That's totally fine. Just ran a little rabbit trail in the
hunting
illustration there. But... the first thing that I thought of about Daddy is he was just a very loving, affectionate man. And not just in our home as a husband and as a father, but as a pastor. He was very loving, and his heart was for his people and that they grow spiritually. And when they were hurting, he was hurting. And when they were happy and proud, he was happy and proud. So he was just a very loving man. The other thing I would say is that he was a leader. He did lead our home. My mom, any of you who knew us know that my mom was a very strong woman and quite opinionated. And that would be a podcast for another time. But my dad lovingly led our home.
Sure.
And even if, you know, as my mom would be sharing her opinion and would share it strongly. And of course, she loved him. She never stepped all over him. But he would calmly listen, and then he would say, well, this is what we're going to do, and that's what we would do. He was the leader of our home, and he was a wonderful pastor and leader to the church. Mm-hmm. I would say he was a hard worker. He would put in many hours studying at the office and doing administrative work at the church office, and then he would always come home and do something. Mm-hmm. He did not come home and just rest. He did have times of rest because rest is biblical, but he would come home and he would work hard. He would work in our yard or he would work around the house, help mom out with different things and help us with different things. So he was a loving leader. He was a hard worker. Mm-hmm. He was funny. He planned lots of fun for us and he planned trips for us. He would make sure that we had great life experience. He was a history lover, so we know a lot about history. And we all love history, all of my siblings and I do. And just so many things. He was just a wonderful, wonderful man. And he was, as David said, a biblical counselor. Mm-hmm. So even into our adult married life, he was always someone that we could go to and say, what do you think about this? Anything, whether it were would be a personal issue that we would have, we could go to him and ask personal advice about our family or our marriage. But even just culturally, sitting around the kitchen table, all of the issues of our culture could be solved biblically and succinctly by my father in one meal.
And he would often say things like, well, you know, here's what the Bible says.
Right.
And I appreciate two things stick out to me about your dad. One was just listening to you talk there. I mean, there's a lot of things, but I was thinking about even his love for his dogs. He had hunting dogs.
Yes.
He had a beagle and a Brittany
Spaniel.
Brittany Spaniel. And they were outdoor dogs. So he had, there was a kennel and they, you know, I remember they had their bed out there.
They had their, he would come, little dog
he
house.
Would come home every day and he would go change.
Yes.
So he would put on clothes that he could be outdoor with his dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go outside. He would clean out their pen.
Yes.
And then he would love on them.
Yes.
He would get down and he would hug them and talk to them and pet them and rub them. Mm-hmm. And I remember how still the Brittany Spaniel had so much energy, but when Dad would get down on his knees in front of it, and let the dog come to him and he would hold the dog and pet the dog, that dog would be so calm.
Right.
And so that stands out in my mind. I remember that. And the other thing I remember about your dad is he would call me frequently and he had always asked me how I was doing and he'd ask how the meetings were and how many folks had gotten saved. He always loved when people got saved. One kid, he would be excited as much as he would if 200 got saved.
Right.
I just loved that about him. But he closed every phone conversation in several ways. He'd always tell me, I love you, David's son. Mm-hmm. But he would also say, and I give you permission to soundly kiss my daughter.
Yes.
He said that every time. So I have good memories of your dad as well. And my dad's was not a preacher. My dad's a working man, farmer, factory worker.
Right.
But there's so many reasons I could be thankful for my dad.
Right.
Probably one of the biggest things I learned from my dad was the value of just hard work.
Mm-hmm.
He would always tell us, if you own something, you got to take care of it. It's going to take work.
Right.
And he taught me to take care of the garden. He taught me to take care of the house. He taught me how to paint. He taught me how to mow the yard. He taught
Thank
me how
you.
To
Thank you.
Cut wood,
Thank you, Dad
how to split wood. But the other thing I'm so thankful for my dad about is he also taught me just fun things. I remember I was 11 when he taught me how to drive. And we were on the farm and we were in a field and he taught me how to clutch and how to put the truck into gear and how to drive. So I could drive when I was 11 and 12.
Right.
And sometimes it was just a matter of putting the truck in first gear and driving slowly through the farm while the workers put the hay bales on the hay wagon so we could take it to the, you know, down to the barn.
What an example of training you to do what God has called you to do. He had no idea when you were 11 years old that you would travel almost every week of your life somewhere pull a trailer.
Over a million miles that we've traveled.
Right.
And even backing, pulling a fifth wheel, I learned how to back. Dad taught me how to back a hay wagon.
Right.
And that is a hard thing to do because it's, you got to reverse back to get it to go. It's just, it's a challenging thing.
My brain doesn't work that way.
And most people can't do it. Mm-hmm. But I've backed RVs, 40-foot long fifth wheels in tiny little church parking lots. Sometimes thinking, there is no way I'm going to get this in here.
Yeah, sometimes I have to not look.
Absolutely. Or pray.
Both.
And so it's amazing just the practical side of life. Dad taught me when I was pretty young, you know, I remember he bought us a go-kart. Mm. And he bought us a horse so we could ride a horse. And I remember this one pony he bought us. And every time my sister and I would get on the pony would make a run for the barn door. And if we didn't keep control of that pony, it would go through the barn door and in the process, just take us right off the back. We would end up on our backside in the barnyard. We hated that pony. But I remember him buying stuff like that for us. And
so you can have life experiences.
So we have life experiences. And he taught me how to ride a motorcycle, something I love doing to this day. Mm-hmm. But Dad let me buy my first motorcycle. He helped me borrow the money when I was 14 years old to buy my first motorcycle. He co-signed.
Wow.
And I remember the bank president said, "You want me to loan money to this young man?" And my dad said, "Yeah, and he's going to pay it back." And so the bank president said, "I'll do it for you." Mm-hmm. And so my dad had a good name in the community, and he was known for hard work. And you know, it was my dad that did take us to church. I remember the night my dad got saved. He was very strict. I remember the night he threw away our television. And that was a dramatic experience in our life.
I know she said dramatic and not traumatic.
It was dramatic and maybe a little traumatic too. But my parents were out of church for a while just because of some issues that happened in a particular church. Hmm. But I know that my folks influenced me spiritually by taking me to revival meetings, camp meetings.
Right.
And we went to revivals. So I heard so many evangelists. It's no wonder I'm an evangelist. But I'm just very thankful for my dad.
You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today was the beginning of our episode entitled A Father's Day Special. Join us next time as we continue this conversation.
For more information, or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.